Hey everyone, and welcome to another deep dive. Today we're looking at AI, or more specifically, where AI is headed.
You know, it's interesting. We've got Esteban Remich's predictions for AI trends in 2024 and beyond.
Right, Esteban Remich, he is a CIO VP making waves in digital transformation, so he's definitely someone to listen to.
Absolutely. And he kicks things off by comparing the current AI explosion to the rise of electric vehicles.
Okay, I see where he's going with that.
Yeah.
A few years back, everyone was talking about electric cars. Tons of hype, but also uncertainty.
Exactly. Now electric vehicles are everywhere, and AI seems to be on a similar trajectory.
So much change so quickly. Makes you wonder what's next. Remich talks about something called generational AI. What's that all about?
He breaks AI development into distinct generations, almost like chapters in a sci-fi novel. First, we had AI handling basic tasks.
Right, like scheduling appointments, organizing data. Stuff we see every day.
Exactly. Now we're moving into AI tackling complex problem solving, even creativity. And he suggests that things could get really interesting with what he calls seed AI, a stage where AI starts to design and improve itself.
Hold on. AI designing AI. Isn't that how you get those scary AI takeover scenarios?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Remich suggests this potential singularity where AI surpasses human intelligence could happen sooner than we think. He even throws out a time frame, suggesting it could happen between 2026 and 2028.
Okay, wow. So we've got all this incredible potential with AI, but surely there are some downsides too.
Of course. And Remich doesn't shy away from the potential risks. He talks about the potential for dark AI.
Dark AI? Is that where AI is used for things like cybercrime or even creating autonomous weapons?
Exactly. Any technology as powerful as AI has the potential for misuse.
So how do we manage something as powerful as AI?
Well, Remich is a big advocate for regulation, establishing ethical frameworks to guide AI development.
It's definitely something that needs to be considered as AI becomes more advanced and integrated into our lives.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing conversation, and there are already organizations around the world trying to establish these guidelines.
It's a lot to consider. So, with that somewhat daunting backdrop, should we dive into these 15 AI trends Remich outlines? Let's do it. But just a heads up. Remich doesn't hold back on the tech jargon. We're going to be throwing around terms like edge AI, bioengineering AI, you know, the works.
Yeah, he doesn't dumb it down, that's for sure. But hey, so we're here, right? To break it all down, let's start with something everyone can wrap their heads around, work. Remich calls this trend AI-driven automation, but it's not just about automating those basic tasks we see today.
Right, like when your email filters out spam or you use a spreadsheet formula.
Exactly. We're talking about AI that can handle those complex, unpredictable tasks that eat up our time and make us want to pull our hair out.
So it's like having a super-powered assistant who can anticipate problems before they even happen. Sign me up.
Right. Now, take that same level of intelligence and apply it to creativity. Remich calls this AI-driven creativity, and honestly, it's already happening. AI is generating some pretty amazing art, writing music, even entire stories.
I've seen those AI images online. Some of them are incredible. But a whole story. Are we talking like AI writing the next Hollywood blockbuster?
It's definitely within the realm of possibility. Remich talks about these tools where you can give an AI a simple text prompt, and it can create a realistic image or compose music in any style imaginable. It really makes you question what it means to be creative in this AI-driven world.
No kidding. Okay, let's shift gears to something I think we're all familiar with. Natural language processing, or NLP. Remember those early chatbots, the ones that seemed to misunderstand everything you said? Yeah, NLP is their chance to redeem themselves.
It really is. NLP is all about AI understanding and interacting with human language more naturally, more intuitively. Imagine traveling to a foreign country and having a real-time conversation with someone who speaks a completely different language, and it's just seamless. That's the kind of future NLP is moving towards.
Wow, that would certainly make international travel a lot less stressful. Yep. Okay, what about edge AI? That one sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie.
Less of an action flick, more like AI getting down to business instantly. Instead of relying on those massive data centers, edge AI brings the processing power to the edge of the network, closer to the source of the data. What that means is faster, more efficient decision making.
Ah, so for something like a self-driving car, edge AI would allow the car to process all that information from the sensors and make split-second decisions.
Exactly, which is crucial when you need real-time responsiveness. Okay, now for a topic that's a bit unnerving but important to unpack. AI-powered cybersecurity. It sounds like we're talking about a double-edged sword here.
Because AI can be used to create more sophisticated cyber attacks, right?
It is a definite possibility. But on the flip side, AI is also being used to strengthen cybersecurity, you know, analyzing massive amounts of data to detect and respond to threats much faster than any human could.
It's like a digital arms race. As AI evolves, it can be used for both good and bad. Let's move on to something a little more uplifting, like healthcare. It seems like AI has the potential to really change the game in healthcare.
Absolutely. RE/MAX refers to this as AI in healthcare, and it covers things like AI assisting doctors in making more accurate diagnoses, personalizing treatments, even accelerating drug discovery.
It sounds like AI could completely revolutionize how we approach health and wellness. It's amazing. Even more mind-blowing is this idea of custom or personal AI. What exactly does that look like?
Think of it like having a digital extension of yourself, an AI assistant that's specifically tailored to your unique needs and goals.
So I could have an AI that helps me manage my health goals, create a personalized education plan, even help with my finances.
Exactly. And it would all be tailored to you. Speaking of education, RE/MAX also highlights AI in education as a major trend.
Now, this is something I'm really interested in. Personalized learning plans, AI tutors, classrooms that use AI to make learning more engaging. It's like taking the best parts of one-on-one tutoring and making it accessible to everyone.
That's the idea, making education more effective and engaging for all types of learners. But of course, with AI potentially making more decisions in fields like healthcare and education, how can we be sure that we can trust those decisions?
Right, especially in areas where human well-being is at stake.
Exactly. And that's where explainable AI, or XAI, comes in. RE/MAX really emphasizes the need for transparency, particularly in fields like healthcare and finance, where trust is paramount.
So it's not just about knowing what decisions AI systems are making, but also understanding the why behind those decisions.
Exactly. We need AI that can explain its reasoning in a way that humans can understand. Okay, ready for something that feels like it's straight out of Star Trek?
Hit me with it.
Bioengineering AI. It's about merging AI with biology to do things that seem impossible today. Things like developing personalized medicine, even using AI for more precise gene editing.
It's like science fiction is becoming reality. But I imagine this also brings up ethical questions about how far we should go with this technology.
Absolutely. And those are conversations that need to happen alongside these advancements. Now, let's shift gears to a trend with huge implications. Militarism or government AI.
This feels like a whole other level of complexity. We're talking about AI being used in warfare, in surveillance systems. Mm. It raises all sorts of questions about ethics and accountability.
You're right. It's a complex landscape, and it's evolving rapidly. Okay, one last trend to unpack. AI, cybercrime, deepfakes, criminal AI. Didn't we already cover AI and cybersecurity?
We did. So is this about how AI can be used for malicious purposes?
Precisely. Think highly sophisticated phishing scams. Deepfakes that are so convincing they could erode trust in media, even AI systems that are specifically designed to exploit vulnerabilities.
It's like a constant cat and mouse game between those using AI for good and those using it for more nefarious purposes. A lot to wrap our heads around.
It really is, and I think it highlights how important it is to have these conversations about the potential impact of AI, because it's not just about the technology itself, it's about how we choose to use it.
It's easy to get caught up in the excitement of all these advancements, and they are exciting, but we also need to be aware of their potential downsides. So as we move into the final part of our deep dive, I'm curious, where do we go from here? How do we navigate this rapidly changing landscape?
Yeah, it's a lot to process. But, you know, that comparison RE/MAX made earlier, the one about AI being like electric vehicles, it's really sticking with me.
It's a good analogy, right? I remember when electric cars first started gaining traction, people were skeptical. They questioned the range, worried about the practicality, didn't believe they could really replace gas-powered cars.
And now look, they're everywhere.
Exactly. Yeah. It makes you wonder, what will those same skeptics be saying about AI 10, 20 years down the line? It's an interesting thought. But just like with electric vehicles, there's this potential for a digital divide with AI. Not everyone will have equal access to this technology, will they?
That's a real concern. Imagine a world where certain countries, companies, or even individuals have a significant advantage just because they have the resources to develop and utilize AI.
Right. It could create even greater inequalities in wealth, healthcare, education. It's a big concern.
It is. It requires a multifaceted approach, you know, investments in education and training, policies that promote equitable access, and a commitment to ethical development that benefits everyone, not just a select few.
It's a challenge, but one we can't ignore. So as we wrap up this deep dive into AI trends, what's the takeaway message? What should our listeners keep in mind as they think about the future of AI?
You know, Remes ends his article with this sense of cautious optimism. He acknowledges the potential risks, but he also highlights the incredible opportunities AI presents. I think that's a good place to leave it. AI has the power to transform our world in countless positive ways, but it's our responsibility to guide its development and use it wisely.
It's like we're standing at a crossroads, and the choices we make today will determine the course of AI's impact on our future.
Exactly. It's up to all of us to stay informed, stay curious, and stay engaged in the conversation about AI.
Well said. And to our listeners, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and we'll see you on our next deep dive.